Microsoft is to add 550 new jobs in Dublin over the next 4 years. The roles will be focused on artificial intelligence and cybersecurity products and services, and will bring Microsoft's Irish workforce to over 6,000. Michael Lohan is Chief Executive of IDA Ireland, who joins us now in studio to talk about this. Michael, it's a significant announcement, but is it more significant that it's a big AI investment by one of the big players in the AI area?
Yeah, so good morning, Adam. So I think you're correct. This is a very significant announcement. It's at the cutting edge of AI and cyber. And I think if we look back at the history of the evolution of technology in Ireland, you know, we've had a number of these sort of milestone investments. First, it was software, then it was cloud. And now the future is very much digital. It's very much AI and cyber. And to see Microsoft choose Ireland as one of their global hubs to develop the next generation of AI and cybersecurity is so critically important.
We have heard continually about skills shortages in general in the economy, but specifically in these kind of high-skilled areas. Do we have the talent here to fill these roles, or are they coming?
Well, we absolutely have the talent here, and I think there's the number of data points actually speak to that. First of all, if you look at some of the LinkedIn data over the last 12 months, you will see that we've seen a massive increase in terms of AI capability and capacity within the Irish economy. Secondly, I think in Ireland, we're very fortunate that we're actually generating with one of the largest AI centres in Europe, actually inside is actually here in Ireland, and that has been developed over the last decade. So we are not approaching this from let's call it a pint of just today. We actually have been developing our AI capability for well over a decade here in Ireland, and the skill base is there. And the last thing I'll say in this as well is that we're actually a very attractive location for new talent coming into the economy as well. So critically important.
When we talk about AI, though, we're also really talking about the data centres that make it possible, that power all of that. Is that moratorium on Dublin data centres holding Ireland back as an attractive location for AI investment?
So data centres are an absolute core digital infrastructure, and they have many functions, and I think it's important that, you know, we start to articulate those. They are, as I say, they really are the labs for the technology industry, and they support innovation, they support skills development. They also actually are an enabler for technology, not just technology within the technology sector, but if we think about our renewable ambitions, data centres actually are part of that solution in terms of renewables, in terms of bringing onshore and offshore wind generation, but also in terms of new areas of hydrogen. So like, data centres actually provide more than just the activity in the digital landscape. They actually can provide solution within the sustainable landscape.
Do we have, though, a clear strategy here now of actually building data centres or not? Because it seems as though a lot of companies aren't sure whether they could build data centres in Ireland if they wanted to.
We're certainly going to provide more clarity. I think the CRU is actually at the moment reviewing the large energy user connection agreement. That's going to be published in the coming weeks for final consultation. So the indications are very clear, is that Ireland sees the value in data centres. We've heard that from Taoiseach and from our own minister as well. And we have to provide the framework to allow companies the confidence to invest and continue to invest.
More generally, we saw a drop in the number of jobs at IDA client companies last year, not quite at the end of this year yet, but how is it shaping up at this stage?
Yes, so last year we, for the second time in our history, we actually had over 300,000 people employed directly by FDI companies. We're continuing to see that job number is 10% or 11% of the total population at this juncture. That's going to continue. I think forecasting that we'll be in that same range. But importantly, what we're seeing within the FDI base is we're seeing a clear focus on competitiveness, on skills, on R&D and innovation, such as today's announcement. And the final area is on sustainability. We're seeing companies invest heavily in decarbonising their facilities here in Ireland.
Michael Lohan, Chief Executive of IDA Ireland, thank you very much for that.